Joe did the same thing. People thought they needed him, even if they really didn't. Not only did Joe sell people access to things they wanted, but he did it in such a way that they thought they could only get it from him. Joe knew that most of the people he dealt with weren't going to investigate what he told them or see if they could get what they wanted elsewhere, which is another advantage that he had. Joe also had a way with people. He's well-liked. You can tell by the way others spoke about him that he was well-respected. He may not always have been the most ethical, but it seems that most people just chalked that up as the price of doing business with him, and since they were getting what they wanted too, there was really no reason to make a big deal out of it. But now, when we look at Joe's flaws, we begin to understand why things fell apart for him. His biggest flaw was his complacency. While Joe was smart and good at reading people, he thought he was smarter than everyone else. He's been playing the same game since at least 1962, and he got really good at playing it too. His strategy of being able to assist people in getting what they wanted at a price he wanted had worked for 4 decades, so Joe had no reason to believe he couldn't continue to use the same strategy.